The BCG vaccine has long been a mystery. BCG stands for Bacillus Calmette-Guérin, after the French scientists who wanted to develop a vaccine against TB. And just over 100 years ago, they gave the first doses of a highly weakened form of animal TB, which they hoped would provide resistance against human tuberculosis. The trouble is that the BCG is not always good at providing TB and protection. In fact, it may work in an entirely different way from normal vaccines. It seems to bolster the immune system's first line of defence and has been shown, for example, to have some effect when injected into bladder cancers. A large international trial is underway out of Melbourne to see if BCG immunisation provides broad protection against COVID-19 in healthcare workers. And it's also been tried in infants with some pretty amazing results. Associate Professor Boris Novakovic of the Murdoch Children's Research Institute was one of the senior researchers involved. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So this was in a study to see if BCG prevented allergy and infection in these babies.
Yes, so this is actually a Melbourne study called Miss Bear that's run out of the Royal Children's Hospital by Professor Nigel Curtis. And the primary aim of this study was to see whether the BCG could protect against allergy and eczema. And the reason that this is the focus in Melbourne, as opposed to looking at its sort of off-target effects, these beneficial, unexpected positive side effects for infection, because in Melbourne, children are very unlikely to get these very serious infections. So rather, it's thought to be protective against allergy.
So this was given within 10 days of birth. Before we get on to the what you call the off-target effects, do we know yet whether these babies do have a reduced incidence of allergy and eczema?
So that was interesting, yes. So there was a paper from this group last year, and that was the first preliminary finding. It's that children that were at high risk of developing eczema were the ones that were being protected. So that's quite interesting. That was unexpected. So in general, a child that gets the BCG vaccine had no sort of obvious effect for allergy. But if the child's parents had eczema or had other sort of high-risk symptoms, the child was protected, yes.
Now, you use the phrase off-target effects. What else did you find? And this is where the surprise came.
Yes. So, well, this actually came from a study about 10 years ago in Africa. And what they found there was that babies, especially small babies at birth that received the BCG vaccine, were less likely to die, for example, from sepsis or viral infections. So something completely unrelated to tuberculosis. So what this means is that the BCG vaccine acts in a completely different way, and it has these beneficial effects that were completely unexpected. And this sort of has nothing to do with the way we usually think of vaccines. We usually think of antibodies and the adaptive immune system, etc. And like you said, this is completely based on the first line of defense. So it's this innate immune cells, which are basically large white blood cells that eat microorganisms. And we previously, you know, for hundreds of years, we thought, you know, these cells can't remember, and they just sort of they respond and they die. But what we found here is that they actually have this capacity for memory. It's non-specific and it's broad, but they can remember these things. Yeah.
So what you found was that these monocytes, these white blood cells, 14 months after the babies had had their immunization, still had the ability to rear up and protect the baby, in theory, against infection. And it was actually, it had changed the genes. It was called an epigenetic response. In other words, there was a physical change in the monocytes.
Yes, so that's the interesting part, yes. So these monocytes actually had this epigenetic change, which regulates how genes can be expressed up to 14 months after the vaccination. So these cells, they're released into the bloodstream. They last for about a week and then they die. So this is really important. The fact that we saw it up to 2 years after the vaccination means that their parent cells in the bone marrow, they keep producing these monocytes that have a specific set of genes that are on high alert in a way. So they've been trained, and the genes that we found to be trained are those that respond to viral infections, which actually works matches really nicely with the clinical trials that are coming out for the BCG vaccine.
So in other words, there may be a good side to this, yet to be proven, that this protects the babies maybe against respiratory infections or something else in a very broad brush, maybe even COVID-19, so because it's the initial barrage of the immune system that's non-specific that says, oh, something is attacking us, we're just going to throw up everything we've got before the targeted cells can get here. So that's a potential good thing, but it's not necessarily all good. I mean, for example, if you go later in life, this innate immunity is thought to be behind aging.
Yes, so that's a really interesting...
So could you be speeding aging in these babies is my question.
Right. So, well, we don't have evidence for that exactly. The term that's used for that, I guess, is inflammaging, sort of inflammation with aging. There is a growing body of literature that suggests that this trained immunity, this sort of hyper-responsiveness of the innate immune cells occurs when you eat a high-fat diet in response to cholesterol, for example. And it's also seen in these cells from people that have obesity or atherosclerosis. So it is exactly what you're saying, is that in Africa, of course, you can see how this could be a great thing to boost your immune system. But in places like Australia, it could actually be contributing to these sort of morbidities that we associate with sort of a higher inflammation.
So there's a safety. So the question is, you've got to sort out safety, haven't you?
Well, the BCG vaccine is extremely safe to receive.
I understand that, but the long-term effects.
The long-term effects of this in the Western... yes, that's a good point. That's something that we would have to sort of see what role it plays. In aging, yes.
Well, look, thank you. We'll watch that closely. So it may be a double-edged sword and there may be something to it because it's still a mystery how this BCG works. Boris, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you very much.
Associate Professor Boris Novakovic of the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.